Mike Smith here on the Onega Buffaloes Locker Room Chats, joined by girls head coach Anna Byers. Coach, you sit at 5-14 on the season, splitting your last two games with a 54-42 win at Burn and then a 58-41 loss at Valley Heights. I know we've been talking about the team's improvement throughout the season. Do you feel the improvement is continually showing out there on the court, and maybe especially in these last two games?
Absolutely. The girls are really pushing themselves and trying to make themselves better. And it's really showing in the way that we're playing as a team and then also individually. We've had several players who have just started to really excel a little bit here, and that's a good boost for us towards the end of the season. So,
you speak of individual performances there. I know we talked about Jocelyn Martin last week a little bit and some of her performances in the recent games. Maybe is there any other individuals on your squad catching your eye a little bit in the recent games?
Absolutely. I mean, Ellen Revel is a post player, and she's really starting to kind of hit her stride a little bit. And Reagan Hermrick is also stepping up her game. So I've got quite a few who are really pushing to make themselves better every day, and it's showing.
Well, you close out the regular season with the home game against Centralia here tonight on 92.1 KMZA. We'll have the broadcast for you. What is the biggest thing you want your girls to remember and maybe execute on the floor to end the regular season on a little high note?
You know, our main goal for that game, for this game, is to hit our stride and play our game and run our system the way that we have been. I think with that, and then putting a little pressure on their ball handlers and just kind of shutting them down a little bit with defense. And if we do that effectively the way we have been the last several games, I think we can get a dub there. So,
well, you got the game against Centralia tonight, and then you'll have postseason play. The official sub-state standings won't come out till later this week, but it pretty much sets up to where you'll be taking on Jeff County North, a pretty tough team to take on in your first-round matchup in sub-state. But would you say maybe focusing on Centralia and maybe executing a lot is the main focus first, and then, you know, get ready for sub-state?
Absolutely. I mean, our first focus is Centralia. We play one game at a time. We try not to look too far into the future, because I think it makes us kind of forget where we're at currently. And so we just take one game at a time, focus on Centralia, and then after that we look for the future.
Well, Coach, good luck against Centralia. I'll see you tonight, and good luck in your sub-state as well.
Great. Thank you very much.
Also want to say a special thanks just to doing the interviews this year, and glad to chat with you as well and talk about Onega basketball throughout the season.
Too. I've enjoyed our weekly chat.
It's been a great time, and been a good season for you guys to improve upon. So look forward to some things next year with your squad.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Onega girls head coach Anna Byers right there. Up next, we'll be joined by boys head coach Luke Baxter after the break.